Lindy, if you look at that game, you're down by two goals. You're able to get three in the third period and come back. I don't know how you look at it. It's just, well, we got the point when we were behind. Do you look at it?
It's a big point for your club. But again, with, you know, a little over 2 minutes left getting the lead, you'd like to be able to hold that. I think the penalty we took a couple bad penalties in the first period, and then the penalty we took there late really hurt us. But to get 7 out of 8 points in the road trip and to battle back from being 2 down, to take the lead, it was a good effort. I mean, back-to-back games, you make some mistakes. We made some, and they took advantage. They made a few, and we took advantage.
Special teams, the difference. I mean, you just couldn't get them out in the PK.
Yeah, I mean, first one was a screenshot. The Kreider goal, I don't think there's much you can do. He shot that from a tough angle. You're not defending that. But he hit a mark that, you know, it's going to go in. Last one, you know, 6-on-4, we just got on the wrong side up top and it allowed their guy to walk right down the middle.
How about the battle the Lions showed in the third period? Maybe things didn't go his way early, but in the third period he must have stopped, what, 3-4 breakaways?
Yeah, I told the team we're going with all out pressure and I know we're going to give up some opportunities. I just said to him in between periods, you're going to have to make some saves for us, and he did. He stood tall. Maybe it wasn't his best night. But he's a reason making those saves. We got a point at the end of the day.
It's not the first time you've talked about your goaltenders battling. I mean, we talked a couple weeks ago about Luukkonen battling in a game, and now Lyon had a battle in this game.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this again. Our goaltending's been so good all year long. It's a big reason that we're at is the fact that these guys have made big saves at big times for us. Just move on now.
After this last big trip of the year, what's the excitement level to get back in front of that sellout home crowd for 4 straight?
Just take it one game at a time. You know, I think every game means so much to every team you're playing almost that, you know, take it a game at a time. Stay within our game. You know, coming back home after a long trip, you always fear that first game to get settled in. We got a long night coming ahead of us, and get back, get organized, and worry about winning the game.
Picture your team's worked so hard to get where they are today, and you can't be that, you know, terribly disappointed in losing 1 point.
I think it's the way you lose it that gets you disappointed. I mean, the way we got back in the game, you love. I would have liked to see them earn that a little bit more, you know, come in the zone, make a great play, but for us to take another penalty, you know, we got possession. All we need to do is get the puck deep at center ice, and you know, we're probably killing off another 30 seconds, and we're not taking a penalty.
I couldn't tell on the overtime goal. Did Tage just fumble that puck, or what happened?
I think Tage was going to put it back to our goaltender and just missed the shot going back to our end.